you remember in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 where, you know, Kurt Russell talks about this song and just, you know, Brandy, what a good girl, what a fine girl. You know, it just really reads the lyrics out and kind of explains it. It's a nice moment of acting in the Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Later on, it's Mary Poppins, y'all.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, they just destroy the entire living planet.
Yeah, but you know what? That it's a giant story of epic proportions, and it's, you know, the material has been around for 50-plus years and has been improved upon and expanded by hundreds of people and telling this giant story that spans, you know, the entirety of our civilization right now. People worldwide know the story of Spider-Man and Iron Man more than they do the story of two French knights who dueled over whether one person slept with their wife or not. That's what Ridley Scott was complaining about.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that movie is great. But right now, you know, white people in mullets beating each other in the Crusades isn't hitting home for the culture as much as one would like.
Right.
If you're Ridley Scott.
Right, and I think anybody that's been criticizing these like superhero movies, anybody that's like, oh, I'm not about that. I don't pay attention to
that. Yeah, that's cool.
That's fine, but also you can't really, in my opinion, criticize them without watching them. If you haven't watched any of the movies.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be being like, oh, well, they're wrecking cinema.
Same because thing with
the storylines and the storytelling, like the MCU with its 22 movie Infinity Saga.
Yeah,
that was like one of the greatest undertakings in cinematic history. Like,
just think about the logistics of that from Iron Man all the way till here.
Right, putting from 2008 until 2019, I believe, when Endgame came out.
Yeah.
The fact that you can stream one storyline all the way through those 22 movies is insane.
And on top of that, you can add to it by adding all the TV shows and spinoffs and little one-offs and things like that. There's an entire list of things to do, and it's a gigantic undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, think about how many people that they've employed, how many economies they have helped by doing stuff there.
And all the representation that this newest iteration of a lot of these comics are giving individuals that never saw, like, the
entire Marvel universe is about representation.
Yes, and that's the thing, is representation matters always, and the fact that individuals growing up now can see themselves in characters that are identified as heroes is incredible to me, and I love it.
Yeah.
And the fact that people are like, oh, well, this is bad for cinema, I'm just like, you're either not watching them or you're just criticizing them because you're mad because
your stuff didn't
work
out.
Yeah, you're not making as much money at the box
office. Or the art movie you did where you're emoting with a bunch of other white people didn't really pan out for everybody, huh? It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Here's some more from Stellan Skarsgård. Stellan Skarsgård, by the way, he's...
Dr. Erik Selvig.
Yeah.
In the Thor movies. And
yes, he was also Baron Harkonnen in the latest Dune.
Mm-hmm.
He was also, if you remember from Good Will Hunting,
he was
the professor.
Yep, that's where I always thought of him.
That was trying to get Will to, you have to go and beep something. That guy. Anyway, he's got also kids that are in movies.
Yeah.
His son, Bill, is in, he is the clown in It.
Yeah.
But don't confuse him with Peter Sarsgaard from the Magnificent Seven, the bad guy in that. That's Peter Sarsgaard, not Stellan Skarsgård. Anyway, I just wanted to clarify that. So Skarsgård goes on talking about AT&T. He continued by pointing out the main problem in this equation of economic inequality in the arts is corporate forces driving Hollywood, highlighting AT&T's meddling at HBO. I think we should have Marvel films and more roller coaster films. We should have other films too. And that's the sad thing. When raw market forces come in, studios start being run by companies that don't care if they're dealing in films or toothpaste so long as they get their 10% return. When AT&T took over Time Warner, it immediately told HBO to become lighter and more commercial. They were always making money, but not enough for an investor. And that's the problem. These corporations are so big, AT&T is too big to fail. Remember when I told you I was a desk guy or a front lanes manager at Target, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was at the front desk, the most returned item, AT&T phones.
Really?
At the time, this is, you know, home phones when you'd have a cord and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
But AT&T made the crappiest, most affordable, but crappiest phones.
Most overhead on it.
Exactly.
Yep.
They did not care whether their stuff worked or not. They just did it in in bulk.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about the actual product they're putting out. They care about the investors. So if buying a company increases their bottom line, they don't care if they ruin that company or even their own product. When was the last time that you have ever heard anyone say, you know what, AT&T, they had great customer service? Never. Never. Ask any IT person and talk to them about AT&T. You'll get an eye roll, or you'll get a, oh my God, or you might even get strangled. Who knows? Even the people that have worked for AT&T that I'm talking to in the middle of the problem are telling me how horrible this company is, and they still make money.
Yep.
This is what's wrong with capitalism these days. You can have people in office, what we were talking about earlier, or investigating things, who don't actually do a job, who deal with conspiracy theories, and the product that they put out is absolute crap, and they do nothing, and it doesn't matter, because the corporation, the party, owns everything. And the same thing with freaking, you know.
Well, we're going to see it too, because as when you were gone last week, Alden Global Capital, one of the hedge funds that's been buying up local newspapers, is trying to put a bid out there for the Lee Enterprises, which is the local newspapers, Wisconsin State Journal, Green Bay Gazette, Press Gazette, excuse me, a handful of number of local outlets that news media here in Wisconsin that is not part of a giant conglomerate, excuse me, that's a difficult word apparently to say on this Monday afternoon. And so we're going to see the effects of capitalism approaching here in the media world as well, because it's not just cinema, and it's not just AT&T, and it's not just Republicans running a sham investigation because they lost the 2020 election. It's things like that where it's all connected, Brian. And
you have a gigantic corporation like AT&T. Who are you going to go and tell AT&T? Who are you going to tell to go and fix it? What are you going to do? Change to the other service that's in town? Oh, wait, there's another service in town most of the time.
No.
Oh, wait, that's right.
Weird.
Who are you going to go and complain to about the crappy U-verse that has never worked and nobody has ever liked it, but somehow has nationwide coverage, and everybody goes, I'm going to try the AT&T universe. Oh, it doesn't work again. Oh, look, I got ripped off by AT&T. There's thousands of reviews that tell you never to do this, but then, again, they get to keep doing it. Why? Because they're a giant corporation, and they are too big to fail. The car companies, the car companies that went under, that we bailed out and everything. You know what? They had some crisis, but you know what the crisis was? They decided to go and make a bunch of gas guzzling trucks when everybody was buying, you know, not gas guzzling trucks. Yeah. And everybody started buying things. And you want to go and talk about America? Buying in America? Freaking Subaru was made in America. Most of American made stuff is made not in America. And most of the freaking foreign cars are made here. It's stupid. Joe from Madison, how you doing?
I think you guys have, as always, the tangents are flying in the most wonderful directions. I don't know if I can even touch on all of the things that you've sparked in terms of my thoughts, but one thing that has come out of this is that you guys should really consider just having a half hour in one of your shows per week, or the whole hour, whatever, and just the riff on culture. Because, I mean, thinking about Marvel Comics and even the number of people who are employed by Marvel Comics, that is fascinating. Think about video games are even a bigger deal than film industry is. There are more people employed in video games. And what kind of myths and thoughts are...
Gotta cut you off. Sorry, Joe. Excellent point, but yes, this has been Dueling Tangents, and we're going to keep diving into these subjects, and you can join us tomorrow, same time, 2 to 3, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.